Previously on Reversing the Roles.
Lisa, did you remember to take the patkos I made? You know, Ziad doesn't like plain food, so I made specially for him. And for y'all also.
Ah, Ma. You always take such good care of us. I'm going to miss you so much, Ma. So much.
Me too, Aisha. Since my parents and sisters moved to Australia, I feel like I have no one besides you. You've been like a mother to me. And I know I can always count on you.
No more tears I got.
Hey, Aisha. Now you sound like that baby shampoo advert. You know, that one they say, no more tears?
You always make me laugh at myself.
Yeah, people always say I make them forget their troubles, nah? Except my daughter-in-law. She is always telling me that I remind her of her problems. Anyway, tell me now, how are you coping? Ziad and his family, they went nicely, Aisha.
Hinsala, I'm feeling a bit funny. Can you? I don't know. What's wrong? My hands, they're feeling strange. And I can't breathe properly.
Doc, is it serious? Is my daughter going to be okay? Is she okay, Doc?
Let me just check her. Everything seems in order. However...
What is it?
Does she usually suffer from anxiety? Or is there some major issue going on in her life presently? It seems like it may have been a panic attack.
A panic attack?
واحتفل بالمودة إنما العمر مدة بلغ الخير قصدك دائما وارضي.
سيدنا عمر بن عوف الأنصاري رضي الله عنه narrates that Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said something to the effect, "By Allah, I do not fear poverty for you, but I fear that the world would be abundant for you, as it has been for those before you. So you compete for it, as they have competed for it, and it destroys you, as it has destroyed them." Sahih Bukhari. After Safiya's panic attack and fainting episode on the plane, along with a few other minor travel hiccups, the Osmans finally arrive in Dubai late on a Saturday evening. They have arranged a taxi directly to their new apartment where they will be spending their first night. The kids are so exhausted that they immediately retire to their beds, and for the first time in months, Raisa and Ziad have a stress-free conversation.
Wow! Subhanallah! I can't believe we are finally here.
I know, right? It just feels so surreal. I mean, we've been planning this for months, and now we are here. It seems like a dream.
Yep, it really does. But this flat is just something else, right? The view of the city is amazing here, Raisa. I know you said it was spacious and had all the amenities, but I can't believe the school even included luxuries. Like, wow, the state-of-the-art coffee machine and a central vacuum system. Wow.
They do try their best to make the transition easy, Ziad. I was going to try out the coffee machine. I figured it out the last time I came, but now I'm just too tired.
Me too. Oh, we'd better go to bed now. At least we have tomorrow to rest. Then you and the kids can start early on Monday for school.
You are right. I need to de-stress a bit. After all that packing and winding up loose ends, I haven't even had much time to think about the new job. But now, I'm feeling a bit nervous about it.
You'll be fine, Ray. You're an excellent teacher. And now that you have your master's in education, I think you'll find your niche easily at the school here.
But you know, Ziad, the Dubai International School has a much higher standard than what we are used to at home. I'm going to have to get used to a whole new way of teaching. And even though they teach in English, I'll have to stay after school every day to learn Arabic.
It will take time, but you'll be fine, inshallah. When you came the last time, you said how you'd already learned the online system they use, and so teaching in an actual classroom will even be easier for you, especially since you get to interact with the kids all the time.
I hope you are right. It's a bit daunting thinking about having to teach kids from so many different countries and cultures. I'm so used to teaching online. I hope I get the hang of being in a classroom again.
Of course you will, Ray. At least Safia and Hanzala seem to be looking forward to the new school.
I was quite worried about Saf, but I think after her friends gave her that farewell party last week, she's been much more settled about the move. Although, I didn't see that panic attack coming on. Do you think she's going to be okay here, Ziad?
Yes, yes, she will. Kids adapt way easier than we do. She'll find a place at school and Safia's so outgoing, so she'll make new friends in no time.
I hope so. And Hanzala?
He's most excited from all of us, Ray. I think he'll enjoy being back at school again after homeschooling this year, don't you think? And I'm going to check out the messages this week. While you guys are all at school, I'll go out and check if there's a Hifz class for him to join. That would be good.
The sooner the better. We don't want him falling behind with Sabak. He's already come so far.
Mummy was telling me that Huma said there's a big South African Muslim community living in Dubai. She was going to get us added to some groups and that. I know, she said that. I'm sure someone on the group will be able to assist with information about, like, madrasas in the area and so forth. It will come.
Next morning, Ziad takes the kids for a walk around to explore the new area where they are living. While Raisa unpacks their clothes, all of their kitchen items and linen have been provided by the Dubai International School, where Raisa will be working. So it is just their personal items that they have had to bring along with them. Ziad and the children are pleasantly surprised at how safe Dubai is and how closely situated they are to the Dubai Mall. But it is a culture shock for them, seeing hundreds of people milling around the mall. Safia and Hanzala try to convince their father that they need to try out all the amazing things Dubai has to offer as soon as possible.
Wow, this is so sick. Saf, did you ever think it would be like this?
No. This is way better than I thought it would be. I didn't expect all this glitz and glam.
Amazing. Daddy, can we try to go on top of the Burj Khalifa today? What about Kidzania? It was supposed to open back home, but it never did.
Not Kidzania, Hans. I'll never go to such a baby place. And you're 13. Aren't you like too old for that?
Yeah, but it looks so cool. Okay, Spoilsport, what about the Dubai Aquarium and the underwater zoo? We can all go together.
Who wants to see fish on our first day in Dubai? I'd rather check out Hysteria. Do you know it, Dad? It's this haunted mansion where they have different scare elements. Plus, I've heard there's this gift shop in it where they sell novelty horror stuff.
Whoa, kids, hang on. We just got here last night. And I'm still jet-lagged. So while this is fascinating for you guys, it's just like that for me too. But I think we should take things slow. It's not like we're going to be leaving the place anytime soon. And nothing's running away. And it'll be better. We'll go with Mommy. And we can all be together.
Oh, Daddy, can we please do one thing today?
I have an idea. Hans, let's go to Candylicious and try out some sweets. We can have it while we are walking around at the mall. Let's go.
Yes, all right. We're gonna try the coolest sweets in the world.
Tediousness of unpacking, Raisa decides to join her family at the mall. On her way in, she passes a coffee shop and spots Tess, the influencer from South Africa, sitting alone at an outside table with a cup of coffee in front of her. Surprising herself, Raisa decides to go up to her and start a conversation.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. I'm sorry, do I know you?
No, but I follow you on Instagram and I saw you sitting alone. I hope you don't mind me stopping to speak to you.
Of course I don't mind. In fact, it's nice to see a fellow South African. You sound like you're from Johannesburg. Am I right?
Is my accent that obvious?
Not to the people living here, no. But to us who were born in SA, it is. Why don't you sit down? Can I order you a cup of coffee?
No, thank you. I just had one at home.
Oh, are you living here in Dubai?
Yes, we just moved here. In fact, we only got here last night.
If you don't mind me asking, what is it that you're going to be doing in Dubai?
I had a job offered to teach at the Dubai International School. And at first, my husband, he's very reluctant to move. He felt we are so settled in South Africa and the kids were doing well at school and his mother's a widow. So he didn't really want to leave her behind.
Really? So what made him change his mind?
It's a couple of things. But mostly the fact that I couldn't recover very well from a hijacking, and that happened to me earlier this year.
Oh, I'm sorry, but that seems to be the reason for most South Africans relocating. Some type of crime or the other is the most common driving factor.
So it seems. Lots of people have told me that. But in your case, it wasn't a criminal incident that caused you to move here, right?
No, it wasn't. I had formed a huge following back home with my videos about visiting new places, and I got an opportunity to do some promotional work about Dubai itself. When I put the proposition forward to my husband, he liked the idea of starting afresh. So here we are, living the Dubai life.
Are you enjoying it? I mean, judging from your Instagram, you seem to be having a fabulous time here.
Oh, I love it here. Apart from it being safe, it's clean, and there's no shortage of necessities and luxuries. Oh, sorry. It's my husband. He's supposed to meet me here.
I won't keep you then. Good chatting to you. I hope we bump into each other again.
Raisa stands up and goes in search of Ziad and the kids, thinking about what an upbeat and elegant person Tess, the influencer, is. She texts Ziad to find out where they are and makes her way toward the Candylicious store.
Salaamu Alaikum. I am so glad you decided to join us, Ray.
Wa alaikum salam. All that unpacking was just getting a bit too much, and I thought I'd let Safiya and Hansela sort out their own stuff this afternoon.
Aw, Mummy, do we have to?
I think it will be better if I pack all my own stuff in. At least then I'll know where I want everything to go.
That's because you OCD. I have no problem with Mom packing my cupboard.
I can't believe you are still in the sweet shop. Have you even seen any of the mall?
We walked around for a bit, but...
The kids are awed by this place.
Daddy won't let us try any attractions unless you are with us. Can we go do something now, Mommy? Can we go to Trampo Extreme? It's a bit like Bounce, but way cooler.
We'll see. Let's get settled in first and then we can try out one adventure every weekend. Anyway, you guys will never guess who I met.
Must be someone important if Mommy is gushing like that.
Don't be mean and roll your eyes, Saf. Who did you meet, Ray?
Yes, the influencer. Remember, I told you about her and all the videos she posts of herself on Instagram.
Wow, that is super cool. I'm sure you must have just passed her by.
Actually, I worked up the courage to stop and speak to her.
She must have been so uptight and all la-di-da.
Not at all. She was really quite pleasant. She chatted a bit about my job offer and us moving over here.
You should have taken her number, Mom. Then you could have reached out to her. She really does know a lot about Dubai.
Can't you just message her on Instagram?
I could. I'll keep that in mind the next time I'm looking for something.
Daddy, can we go get lunch now? I'm so hungry.
Ah, of course we can. Although, the big question now is where to eat. There's so much of variety. It makes choosing an option like extremely difficult.
Later that week, Sabha's father calls her from Chicago, where he lives with her mother. He tells her about her mom's condition. She has Alzheimer's and is deteriorating rapidly. He feels that Sabha should come home to see her mother before it's too late.
Hello. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, Baba. How are you?
Ji ha, Bheti, I'm okay. But Sabha-chan, your ama, she is getting worse.
Is it the Alzheimer's?
Ji, she was going down. Remember, I was telling you the last time we spoke, but now she's deteriorating rapidly.
Ah, I know, Baba. Ji, I remember. But is Amma really so bad?
Sabha-chan, she is forgetting everything now. This evening, she put the pot on the stove to warm dinner and then forgot it was on. I was gone upstairs to pray Maghrib Namaz, and when I came down, the pot was on fire and your mother hadn't even noticed. She was sitting at the dining table and staring into space while the kitchen almost went up in flames.
Ah, Baba, did it catch on fire? Yeah, Rab. I hope you managed to save it on time.
But Sabha, these things are becoming worse by the day, and I'm worried your mother will injure herself badly or do something that can endanger her life.
Baba, didn't you get the 2 full-time nurses to take care of Amma around the clock?
Ji, ha, I did, and they are here. But the night shift nurse was in the bathroom, and I don't know what got into your mother. She does not usually take it upon herself to prepare dinner.
Ah, Baba, I'm so sorry you have to deal with all of this on your own.
That's why I'm calling you, Sabha-chan. Won't you come and stay with me and Amma, even if it's only for a short time?
Baba, you know I can't do that. Not after what happened.
But Sabha-chan, isn't it completely your mother's fault? Isn't it time you forgave her?
Baba, is that Amma? What's going on?
All you have to do is simply find out in our next episode of Reversing the Roles, a Radio Islam International production.